is voted on by the P1s. I'm George Dunham, along with Junior Miller from The Morning Show.
Hello, Moto. Stop
saying that. And also with us is Grego and Rhines from The Hardline.
Hello, guys.
Greetings, boys.
Okay. Now, I see this as a four-man round table. I don't see the great Gordo on this list. Do y'all?
That's why I'm not talking.
You see him on there, Grego?
No, but then if he didn't sit up here with a headset on, he'd have to go mingle with the P1s. He hates so much.
So, Rhines, it looks like we go mic off, don't we?
Looks that way. That's always an option.
Gordon will join you at 1:10 this afternoon. He'll be on from 1:10 to 1:50 with me, TV Tim, and Big Dick Hunter. So let's all look forward to that, shall we?
But in the meantime,
let's just carry on with the four-man roundtable. So
and
what's up, Rhines?
Mic off.
Go mic off. It worked. Look, the great Gordo's leaving the stage.
Well, we drove him out of here.
I think you need
That's
to go.
That's the first time in 10 years we've been able to drive him off a round table.
Usually mic off will do it. When you go mic off on him, that'll get rid of him.
Yeah.
He will give up.
Dude. Not with me. He never listens to me.
I think you should go mic off with me during this round table.
No, we got to talk to you. You've got to be here to talk to us. So how's everyone doing? Everyone recovered
wonderful.
From the big show last night?
Yes, wonderful.
And for those who are coming out to Ticket Stock today, we got a lot of great things scheduled for today. But I don't think we can equal last night in what was...
stuff.
That's stuff left over from the rant. Overall, a decent...
Why does Cat have to clean up their trash?
I don't know.
Isn't he in a position of authority around here?
Because
if he doesn't, it doesn't get done.
You would think... But last night we had, I would say, a decent Time Waster show, but it did contain, within the Time Waster show, the greatest moment in Waster's history.
Oh, no doubt about
yes.
it.
Yes.
No doubt Something. About it. The seminal Time Waster's moment, if you weren't here for it, this will never be duplicated.
Something the P1s have waited for 10 years.
10 years, and they finally got it last night. Grego singing on stage.
That is so ridiculous.
Look, they're still going nuts about it out there.
Yeah, I can tell. They really are.
And it was unrehearsed.
All I know is...
It was unrehearsed.
All I know is who got the biggest cheers.
Grego.
Yes.
It brought the house
down. No
doubt
about it. I think they were just laughing at me.
Everybody,
I don't think they were cheering. I think they were laughing.
Well, cheering, laughing, whatever. It got the biggest reaction. Everybody was just so stunned, especially us.
Right.
I mean, we're still trying to get over two Big Dick Hunter songs
right.
in a row.
Right, you have to keep that in mind. It came on the heels
right.
of Big Dick Hunter doing Psycho Killer.
Which was good.
With Psycho Dave sitting out there on a stool reading Catcher in the Rye and
think
holding
that was
a
overthought?
John Lennon album.
So overthought.
And
he was almost as if anybody got it, you know?
He was on stage for so long that Grego had time to grow a beard.
Yeah, I grew a beard.
He went out there with a fake beard after Psycho Dave. So here we are, really
I don't
struggling.
Think that beard actually belonged to him. I believe it belonged to the dirty, dead ghost of Maurice Hill.
That's right. That was another funny moment last night. But Hammer saved the show because up until then, I thought, you know, maybe the Time Wasters need to break up and go on our own ways.
Not at all. Everybody was loving that.
Were they?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you guys singing Bee Gees was great.
I don't know.
Ben and Skin were good.
Yeah, Ben and Skin were great.
I thought Davey was good singing Relax.
That was funny.
Little gay outfit.
It was uncomfortable, but it was funny. But yeah, when Grego did ZZ Top, the place just came apart. It was awesome. And it was unrehearsed. Grego didn't even have a chance. And man, if you rehearsed...
I'd really be bad then.
No, you'd have it down, man. It would sound great.
You must sing those songs a lot to yourself while you're driving around, got the stereo cranked.
No, not really.
Oh.
Not really. If I did, I might know the words.
You're not a private singer?
I think you
singer?
Had a pretty good handle on them last
you did
night.
Fine.
When you were feeding them to me. Yeah.
You did fine. Well, it's tough.
Hey, Lotta was whispering them in my ears.
I didn't feed them to you. I came out there to help you because I thought
you
might.
Brian.
I think it was Brian.
Yeah.
I came out there to help you because I thought you might need a little coaching, but you
and
know
I
what?
Did.
No, you didn't.
You did fine, Grego.
And you know what? It got good to him last night, too. He liked it.
I hope so.
Did you? Did you have a good time?
No, I was embarrassed.
Grego, you... Come on.
I'm telling you, I was embarrassed.
Well, here's the thing with the
Grego,
Time
Grego, if you had been embarrassed, you wouldn't have done it.
I had no choice.
None of us are any good.
I was put on the spot.
None of us
are
any good. Here's
the
thing.
Don't say that. You are.
People just think it's fun to see, you know, people that they listen to up there performing. And last night, seeing you up there was... That's what everybody wanted to see. Am I right about that? Does everyone want to see Grego sing?
Listen to the applause.
I mean, listen to that. These people are going nuts.
Would you do it again? Will you do it next year?
No. No, one time only.
Really?
One time only.
Grego.
You watch. He'll do it next year.
You've got to.
You need to sing Country Boy Can Survive.
Grego, look, once you start...
Gets in your blood.
Once you start, you can't get out of it. That's the way the time wasters are.
Well, that's what you told me last night.
See?
After I got finished, you said, well, that's it.
You see, many years ago...
You got to. And now they expect it.
Many years ago when the time wasters first got up and running, you know, I had no intention of getting involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But
see,
I did.
You're a musician. You're a legitimate musician.
Still, though, I mean, it was just really not something I wanted to do. I thought it was just going to be a little Gordo and, gosh, who else was involved in it back then when
gosh,
it first started out?
We had all sorts of parts that weren't even at the station.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was going to be just a little mess around thing, and, you know, that would be it. And I didn't want to get involved in that, but, you know, I did, and I still am. And now you are, too.
Yes, you were part of the time wasters.
You told me after it was over last night that I was screwed. That was it.
Yep. Once that horse gets out of the barn, Grego, you can't get it back in.
That's right.
And you have to get toothpaste back in the tube.
Not being a legitimate musician is no excuse, because I'm the least legitimate musician at the station.
Junior,
and I get roped into it every year.
Cindy Hunan. It's the Emperor's son.
Oh, my God.
The Emperor's son. All right, we're at Ticket Stock. It's Hammer and Rhymes. And I'm Giorgio, along with Junior. And we're here on this roundtable till 12:30. You want to have talk of the sport next? Because there actually is one sports item that I think is interesting.
Okay. I mean, you're driving this thing. Whatever you want to do.
You're the leader.
Especially,
it's your show,
America. I want to get Ryan's thoughts on maybe the Cowboys going back to Fair Park.
All right.
I think that's somewhat interesting.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that next here on Ticketland.